indeed, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way it goes. Twice each week, a shindig moves with a big beat.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
The big stars. The big sounds. Twice each week, move with a big show. Shindig. This is Jimmy O'Neill inviting every single one of you to move with the swinging music of Young America. Twice each week, swing with Shindig.
What you are about to hear is a labor of love. Our love is for the music, and the music is for the people. We at Rockstrex 10 and CNJRadio.com have always recommended that any music we promote on our shows be legally purchased, downloaded, and or streamed. We feel this way not only for our network of shows, but for all music-based shows. By supporting the artist in this way, more music can be created and the industry as a whole can prosper. The music is owned by their respective labels, or hopefully by the artists themselves. This broadcast is owned by CNJRadio.com. Our only mission is to promote the music we love and promote the legal purchase of it. Enjoy the show and turn it up.
Welcome to Rockstrex 10!
Welcome to Rock Strikes 10, the show guaranteed to always give you 10 songs, no more, no less. My name is Joey. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show here today, especially if you're doing it at the central station of CNJRadio.com. Okay, we kicked off this show, and we kicked off part two of our 1964 Super Retrospective right here with an unfamiliar voice to this show, at least. I think I've only played her one other time, when she passed away a few years ago, and that would be late great Leslie Gore right there, mostly known for songs like It's My Party, Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows, that kind of stuff. And I really dig that. I really enjoy the kind of the dark side of the girl group scene. Like, of course, Leslie's a solo artist, but when you look deep into her stuff and like a Jenny Arnell, and not just obvious stuff like the Ronettes and the Shangri-Las and the Angels, but deep on those bands, but also bands like the Paris Sisters and stuff like that, there's some really dark tones in there, especially when you think about the fact that this was 60 years ago. So with a song like that, I Don't Want to Be a Loser, which is very basic in its approach, but definitely speaks to an entire generation of preteens and teenagers at the time. And I really usually always dislike whenever old timers talk about, oh, yeah, this is before the internet. Yeah, but I have to use that kind of a term because, and not just before the internet, but before, like, I feel like kids as a whole were really switched on to, like, the goings-on of the world. They weren't asked to be active citizens prior to becoming adults. They have taken upon themselves over the decades to be a little bit more active, which is great, and that's to their credit. Anything in a post-Vietnam world, you realize you got to be switched on earlier on than just adulthood. But at that time, even though Vietnam is a thing, like, I'm getting really convoluted here, but basically what I'm saying is that most teenagers are living in their own bubble of their own house and their own community and high school and stuff like that, and they're not thinking big picture. So personal problems, even though it's basically a universal problem, like teen angst and all that kind of stuff, I'm sure at the time, and as far as what I've read, it was really interesting to see that that was finally being represented in popular music, because it never was before. Music before the 50s, before rock and roll, music wasn't trying to appeal to kids and teenagers. They just weren't, because they didn't see them as a buying public. So, yeah. Teen culture really coming in hard in the 60s, and with an act like Leslie Gore, she's definitely doing very well. But yeah, I went into that kind of crazy TED Talk to basically just say, hello, welcome to the 1964 retrospective part two. I don't have a name for it yet, but I'm sure I'll have it titled by the time I start posting these episodes. I'm doing them all in a row, all three of them in a row here. Clearly I am. But a group of gentlemen who don't have the luxury of living in the average middle white America teenager bubble were the Impressions. They obviously have a different journey to sing about. And for the most part, the Impressions took the glasses half full approach with it, trying to appeal to the rest of the country that felt like they were somehow less than. So they basically almost tried to do it with a gospel approach, honestly. Most of the Impressions catalog is very religious in its tone. And even Curtis Mayfield, who's, you know, the de facto leader of the Impressions and would, of course, go on to be one of the great solo artists of all time, even he never really stopped maintaining his spirituality, but he shifted it into something heavier over time. But at the time, a band like the Impressions, and of course a lot of those acts coming out of the Motown label, they probably did feel the need to put a more positive stamp on their culture. And there's arguments to be made for both sides of that approach. I don't really have an end game to this particular rant or build up here to this song that I'm going to play, but I will just say I definitely would like to represent the Impressions here on the 1964 retrospective, not just because they were active in 64, but they gave us the aforementioned Curtis Mayfield, who's one of my favorites ever. So let's bring in here a nice positive song here by the Impressions. This one's called Keep On Pushin'. Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing. I've got to keep on pushing. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. 'Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Hey,
Now maybe someday I'll reach that higher goal. I know I can make it with just a little bit of soul. 'Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now look a look, look a look, a look a yonder. Oh, what's that I see? A great big stone wall stands there ahead of me. But I've got my pride, and I move the wall aside and keep on pushing.
So when I was basically just putting all these songs together and just finally deciding, hey, I'm just going to do an A to Z show, not realizing that just by default here, you get a twofer of two of the most talented singers in the history of R&B music back to back, but I love that it worked out that way. So yeah, we kicked off that twofer with The Impressions, of course, led by the great Curtis Mayfield, a man who this world was better off for him having been in it. And then we finished things off with one of the most powerful voices in the absolute history of recorded music. I don't think there should be a debate about that. Etta James deserves to be on that upper echelon of all-time great singers. When she sings it, you believe it every goddamn time. She was great. It's not just at last. I mean, if I never hear it last again, yeah, it's a great song, but good God, go listen to some of her other stuff, what she puts into a song. And with an example like that, I hope it'll influence you to go look up more of her stuff. But that was Loving You More Every Day by Etta James. Man, oh man. Etta is so awesome, and I still love her so much. The fact that Beyonce played her in the Cadillac Records movie, I'm still not put off by Etta James. That wasn't her fault. So yeah, I still love her. It's like the equivalent of me still loving Julianne Moore, even though she played Sarah Palin in a movie. All right, so another twofer that works out really well is actually a couple of other British Invasion groups for this next twofer. And you're going to know these songs easily. I feel like maybe there's some people out there that might not have heard the last two songs I played on this last double shot. But there's no way you haven't heard these next two songs. These are all-time rock and roll classics. So how can I build this twofer up anymore? Let's just kick it off. For a band that came right out of the gate, once again, much like the Dave Clark Five, having their real initial push in 64, I think their first single they ever put out was their cover of Long Tall Sally. And I think they put out a second single after that. I think that was You Still Want Me. And then all of a sudden, this band does one of the songs that really changed the game, You Really Got Me, and then followed it up immediately with this one right here.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
Just walking down the street singing
do-wop-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing
do-wop-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
She looked good.
Looked good.
She looked fine.
Looked fine.
She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it,
She was walking next to me singing,
do a diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-dum.
Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing,
do a diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-dum.
We walk
on
to my door.
My door.
We walk on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Nearly every single day singing,
do a diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-dum.
Oh, we're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing,
do a diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-dum.
Well, I'm hurt,
I'm hurt.
She's mine,
she's mine.
I'm hurt,
she's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Together nearly every single day singing,
do a diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-dum.
Oh, we're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing,
do a diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-dum.
Well, I'm hers,
I'm hers.
She's mine,
she's mine.
I'm hers,
she's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, oh yeah.
Do a diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-dum.
We'll
all right, there's an all-time rock and roll classic oldies twofer for you right there. Actually, I should stop using that word. I always hated the word oldies. But yeah, kicking things off with, I believe it's the fourth maybe ever single by the Kinks right there, All Day and All of the Night. Can't go wrong with that. That song, everybody had to learn how to play that song. That song's been covered so much. There's even a Two Live Crew cover of that song. It's a parody, but still, you see what I'm talking about. But yes, right after that, we slam right into Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy by Manfred Mann. And yeah, I mean, Manfred Mann, some people might know them as the guys that did Blinded by the Light, the Bruce Springsteen song. That was like the second or third incarnation of the band. But back in the day, they were a British Invasion garage rock, R&B rock and roll type band. And easily their biggest song of the 60s right there, Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy, a song that was also parody covered later on by Two Live Crew. Hey, I did not realize that even as I was just talking just now. And I was like, wait a second. Two Live Crew also parodied that song as well. That's great. I should try to figure out a way to work those two parodies into something in the future. But yes, can't go wrong with that too for right there. And we continue on with the 60s style garage rock with this band right here, which is, this is kind of the one hit wonder of the retrospective. But I remember specifically, I think it was Alice Cooper. He had put this particular version on one of his all time playlists. And I knew this band to have done the initial really popular version of this song. But the way Alice told it, he was like, this is one of those songs that really got around. And all the kids that were in garage rock bands were putting out their own version of it or playing it at the cover shows that they would do. And he goes, a lot of people recorded this song. He goes, but for some reason, this random band out of nowhere pulled the best version of this song. And it became the version that everybody would cover after that. So it wasn't even the original version that did as well as it would with this cover version. So yeah, it's kind of flash in the pan right here, but I'm glad they were around while they were. The Nashville Teens turning in their now definitive version of Tobacco Road.
Tobacco Road. But it's home. to bang a roll.
Oh my God, it happened again. Unbeknownst to me, even before I started recording the beginning of this particular part, as I hit record, I looked over there. I was like, okay, I'm listening to Pretty Woman right now by Roy Orbison. Oh my God. And the previous song being Tobacco Road by the Nashville Teens. You know what that means, right? That means we just played another two songs in a row that were covered by the same act, basically, in a sense, because yeah, I'm sure most of you know Tobacco Road from the Eat 'Em and Smile record by David Lee Roth in 86. And it's, like I said, it was covered by multiple rock bands from the time it existed all the way up until now. And then after that, we go into one of the all-time huge rock songs of 1964, Oh, Pretty Woman by Roy Orbison. And yes, that song was covered in 1982 by Van Halen, once again with lead vocals by David Lee Roth. So David Lee Roth has covered both of those songs that you just heard in a row, and I did not plan that in advance. Man, I'm really glad I thought to do the Z to Z thing. I was initially a little down on this idea, but now I'm loving it. I hope you're loving it too. And next up, I literally just tilted my head over to be like, what are we talking about next? What am I going to talk about next? And I see it right up here on the thing. This sounds like I really set it up now. I swear I did not. This is strictly A to Z. You could tell. Look at the last names of the singular artists and the bands. So next we're going to talk about yet another song that was covered on Van Halen's Diver Down album. Yes, next song I'm going to get into at the top of this twofer, and I swear David Lee Roth has not sung the second song of this next twofer right here. But let's continue on with the coincidences, and let's kick off this twofer with Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. And of course, their signature groundbreaking, needle-moving song. The ultimate street party song of 1964. It was on every block that summer. I know this because I've read enough about this song. But yes, kicking off this particular twofer here, here is Martha Reeves and the Vandellas with Dancing in the Street.
Street.
Two massive, massive songs in that twofer right there, kicking things off with Dancing in the Street, yet another song that David Lee Roth covered. That was Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. And I was trying to get over, like, I was like, oh, I'm going to play the song right now. But then I just realized, man, that song was so fucking huge. And I hope I put that forward. And then right after that, Be My Baby by the Ronettes, of course, with Ronnie Spector on lead vocals right there. Those two songs, so huge. I mean, the countless number of films and television and just pop culture in general, that those songs have been through the ringer. So everybody knows those songs, but they are great songs. I still get a kick out of those songs. So I was really happy to finally feature those songs on Rock Strikes 10. But yeah, there you have it. With Martha Reeves and the Ronettes right there, just putting out some of their best stuff ever of all time. Talking about how girl groups were peaking in 64. This is further indication that that was the case. And I think we got another representation on part three coming up here. Before that, we got one more song to play here tonight. And that would be this song right here. People may not know this. This song was actually written by Sonny Bono, believe it or not. But it's not going to be a Sonny and Cher song or even a Cher song. It's going to be by this band called The Searchers. And I've heard this song also covered by the Ramones. And the first time I ever heard this song easily was as one of the kind of quote-unquote new songs on the live Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers Pack Up the Plantations live album. He did a duet with Stevie Nicks on the record, and they did this song right here, one of a couple of songs that they would do on it. And I never heard the song before, so I just assumed it was a song that one of them had written. So yeah, I was pretty young. But yeah, this song, of course, has been covered by a ton of other artists. It's a very popular song in the overall annals of rock music in 1964. And we're going to close off part two of my 1964 retrospective with this here today. Here's the original Searchers version of Needles and Pins. Closing off the show here today and closing off part two of our three-part 1964 retrospective right here. That was The Searchers with Needles and Pins. You also might recognize about the first 30 seconds of that song, maybe, in the original version of Megadeth's Use the Man from the Cryptic Writings album. They do sample that part of the song right at the beginning there. So yeah, if that sounded familiar to you, that might be another reason why. So yeah, there you have it. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope you enjoyed this episode and hope you're enjoying this retrospective overall. as we celebrate a very important year for rock music that happened 60 years ago, which is crazy. Yes, we'll be back on part three to finish off 1964. Till then, stay tuned for my better half, Nola, with the plugs, and followed by the best damn outro song in all the podcasting business. Take it away, Nola.
We would like to thank you for taking the time to listen to the show today. You can reach us on Facebook or Twitter. We love getting messages and always do our best to respond. Every time you share our show, we give our cats Ruby and Ripley a treat. We are on Twitter at RockStrikes10, and the direct email is RockStrikes10@gmail.com. When you search for us, the number 10 is always spelled out. If you would like to support our show financially, we do have RockStrikes 10 shirts for sale. For $20, we will ship you out a high-quality, soft-as-heck, next-level branded shirt and a button. Send us an email or direct message for more details or to order. Please help us spread the word about this show and all of our other quality shows by listening, liking, subscribing, and sharing. Our official website is cnjradio.com. You can visit this site for all episodes of Rock Strikes 10 going all the way back to episode number 1. While you're on cnjradio.com, check out some of these other quality shows. The Wrestling House Show, a pro wrestling podcast unlike any other. The Synaptic Empire Audio Transmissions, hosted by Randy Brown, a true alternative. The Last Theater, starring Chris, where cinema's trash is treated like treasure. And the I Am Vinyl podcast with Pete LaRussa and occasionally Joey. We also highly recommend that you check out our good friend Mark Striegel, who can now be heard exclusively on SiriusXM as part of Ozzy's Boneyard and Hair Nation. Last, but certainly not least, we would like to give an extra special thanks to the great Pete LaRussa and the band Spacebeard for the best outro song in the business. Go to facebook.com/spacebeardband to purchase their music and make sure to tell them that Rock Strikes 10 sent ya. We hope you tune into the next show. Until then, have fun.
Post game show is brought to you by Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.